Hi everyone. So it's interesting. Today, of course, is about 24 hours after the US midterm elections. And before we get on to the main topic of discussion, it's very interesting how US markets have had their best after election results since 1982, or their best midterm election since 1982. In other words, the markets have increased by more than 500 points on the Dow, and that's the best that they've done since the 1982 midterm elections. Now, as we discussed in another podcast, if it was the other way around and you know, the Dow was down by 500 points, it would probably be like one of the biggest news stories period on the BBC or CNN. But today you actually have to search for the result, which really shows how the media live off fear and this kind of short-term fear cycle, and fear sells more than optimism. So it's very interesting how the media have reported the midterms. But anyway, today, when it comes to the main topic of discussion today, I had an interesting talk with somebody online, and he said, what is the asset allocation of the typical ultra high net wealth individual? And this individual was not ultra high net wealth. And what's interesting is the average person in the public assumes that an ultra high net wealth individual does better in the markets now, as they get better results. Now, this is true for certain individuals, right? Obviously, Warren Buffett and George Soros and a few others, they have got so wealthy because, say, for example, Warren Buffett, he's got 15 to 20% per year over like 70 odd years. He started investing when he was 11 years old. So somebody like him obviously has become ultra high net worth because of his good investing results. However, the interesting thing is, on average, ultra high net wealth individuals, a lot of research has shown, have actually got lower returns than many other investors. Now, why could this be? Now, number one, let's not forget that most people in this category are not investment experts, and also they're often time poor, right? A CEO of a huge company who's a multi-billionaire doesn't usually have time, if they didn't as a student, to read any kind of investing books and so on. They might have some time, but they're usually time poor. And number two, and I think this is the key thing really, a lot of ultra high net wealth individuals are terrified of becoming poor again. It's interesting, I was reading a book from a gentleman who dealt a lot with ultra high net wealth individuals, and I've dealt with quite a few myself. And what's interesting is this, especially if they've come from a working class or poor background, they are very much conscious that they don't want to go back into that particular state. So basically, all the research shows a hell of a lot of ultra high net wealth individuals will pay a fortune for things like hedge funds, which are very expensive and tend to perform very poorly. But one of the reasons they do that is they don't really understand the concept of risk, or they assume that because hedge funds are less volatile, in other words, when the markets are going up by 20%, hedge funds might go up by 6 or 7%. If the markets are down by 10%, hedge funds might be down by minus 5%. So they assume that comparative lack of volatility means that they're not at least going to lose their money, and they're probably going to at least get 1% or 2% above inflation. So a hell of a lot of research out there shows that wealthy people actually get lower returns, and they're less likely to change their existing investment portfolio if they're not doing so well. For example, let's say they're getting 4 or 5% per year, but they suspect if they switch, they could get a lot more, or at least some more. Actually, ultra high net wealth individuals are less likely to switch and are more likely to base a lot of their investment returns or investment behavior on personal relationships. Like, they've often met their hedge fund manager at an event, or they've become personal friends with a hedge fund manager. So this is, though, goes against the general culture. Like, a lot of people, it's funny, I was talking to a gentleman from the UK who, I wouldn't say he's an A-list business person, but he's known in the UK, and he was laughing and he said, oh, Adam, people always ask me about the stock market, but the truth is I have no idea about it. Likewise, in Shanghai, I was talking to an economics professor who was joking to me about the same thing, that basically people ask him for tips, because they assume that somebody who knows a lot about economics knows a lot about the capital markets. But of course, they're all different domains. An economics professor and an ultra high net wealth individual, unless they are specifically ultra high net wealth individual because they've invested well, is not going to be an expert in financial markets. You know, Bill Gates is not George Soros. Steve Jobs was not Warren Buffett. Okay, everyone, I hope that's useful.